Last night in upstate New York, boxer Leila Ali defeated boxer Jackie Frazier in a close decision. The contest had been billed as a continuation of one of the greatest rivalries in sports. In the 1970s, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier had three celebrated, bitter, and magnificent contests. Muhammad Ali reportedly advised his daughter in the hours before the match, but he did not attend. Joe Frazier was at ringside, as were scores of prize-fighting champions, hundreds of sports writers, and thousands of fans. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, were also there.
Last night, just about everyone who's anyone in boxing was here at the Oneida Indian Nation in upstate New York to witness a little bit of history as Leila Ali and Jackie Frazier Lied met in the ring for the first time.
Well, actually, I'm Sugar Ray Leonard, and I've come to see Leila Ali against Frazier because I understand it's going to be a great fight, and I'm looking forward to some excitement.
Hi, I'm Veronica Simmons for people who don't know who I am. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You know, I'm a four-time New York City Golden Glove champion. So I'm down here, yes, for the exposure, and that's also to give them a challenge.
My name is Angelo Dundee. The idea is these two young ladies are going to fight each other, and we're going to see which one's the best one.
There were two big questions on everyone's mind. Would Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier show up? And what would this fight mean for women's boxing? As it turned out, Smoke and Joe did, Muhammad didn't, and the fight meant a lot. The 8,000-seat arena was filled with longtime fans of the fighters' fathers, dozens of boxing legends here for the annual National Boxing Hall of Fame induction weekend.
How about heavyweight champion and Hall of Famer Ken Norton?
The curious and hundreds of skeptical members of the press, nearly all of whom had a women's boxing conversion experience in the early rounds of the match. The fight began vicious and fierce, and the pace never slackened. Sugar Ray Leonard, who happened to be sitting in front of us, took our mic to provide some color commentary.
It's pretty even. It's pretty evenly matched. I think that both fighters are starting to settle down a little bit more and start throwing more impressive and more devastating punches now. Frazier going to the body. It's like Ali Frazier all over again.
Ali was in white sparkle boxing shorts, and Frazier battled in a shiny black boxing skirt. The two fighters have 16 professional bouts between them, and though at 23, Ali is 16 years younger than Frazier, Frazier stood her ground.
What Frazier's showing, she's demonstrating that, you know what, it's all in the mind. She's a well-conditioned athlete. It's a great fight. The seventh round, coming up, this is Sugar Ray Leonard.
She can win this round. She can win the fight. Very close fight. I'm looking for this round might have a draw.
Whose camp are you in?
Smokin' Joe.
For 8 2-minute rounds, the names Frazier and Ali had a different kind of boxing luster. As good as this fight got, no one thought it showcased the same artistry and dash of Ali Frazier 1, 2, or 3. But what the fighters lacked in pinpoint skill, they made up for in passion. The fight ended in a cliffhanger.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 8 rounds of action here at the Turning Stone Casino Resort, Brooklyn, New York, we go to the scorecard. Your winner by majority decision, Leila Ali.
Ali left the ring a champ, but Frazier stayed to thank the crowd and savor the moment.
My name is Jerry Eisenberg. It was a terrific fight. First of all, the big thing they showed was heart, courage. Their skills, I would have to say, on a scale of 10, if you will measure them against any fighter, male or female, they got to be like a 4. But that's not important because both of them were 4. It wasn't, as far as trying goes, I got to give them a 10.
Afterwards, the tired warriors met at a post-fight press conference.
I'd just like to say that for me, it's about boxing. I felt as though both of us really showed that we were competitive, that we were skillful. But I'd like to say at this particular time that for me, the greatest celebration is the fact that my father's here. For me, it is
champion in her own words. Legend lives on also. Hussein Ali.
Good, strong fight, and you know, I'm happy that I won. I wish I would have stayed on my game plan, but I'm glad that I won fighting her fight.
For NPR, we're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva.
Laura Folger and Grace Key Heifetz contributed to this report. Tape from the prize fight was recorded with the permission of Absolute Boxing, So Real Communications, and Sport International.